10:10 here on the Mighty 690, so it's time to chat with the fine folks from Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And on the line we have Becky Barnhart. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
Well, I'm doing just fantastic. It's a beautiful day, and probably people are out trying to see what they can do to save any of their flowers and plants that maybe didn't quite fare too well the last few days.
Yeah, I mean, they would have had to bring some of those in because we got down to 21 was the lowest temperature we saw. I think officially 22, but man, that was a cold one. So hopefully you're keeping all the dogs and cats warm there at the shelter.
That's right. Yep. They are inside, and the wonderful thing about our facility is that in the summertime, they have a wonderful air conditioning going, and in the fall, winter, we've got great heat going. So they have nice fluffy blankets to keep them warm, and in the summer, we kind of use the thinner ones. But yes, I think they're probably very happy where they are these last 2 days.
Good deal.
Better than being outside anyway, put it that way.
Absolutely. So what do you have for us this week?
All right. Well, you know, this is Spectacular Day, so Spooktacular. So we are going to be open our regular hours, but we're going to have treats. So if people would like to come out and bring some treats for the pets, the animals, we'd sure appreciate it. And we also have some candy available for the little trick-or-treaters. And we're just, I don't know if she's going to have any of them dressed up, but I know they've got the little buckets out that we've been kind of having that campaign all month. If you want to come out and just tour the shelter and bring out some extra treats to the dogs and cats. We've got little buckets right outside their kennels, and it's been kind of a fun little project, and the dogs can't wait, and the cats can't wait until we start letting them have their treats. We've just kind of been holding them for a while. But so that's kind of been going on. We'd had some great adoptions this last week. We had Cowboy, T, Spunky, Soul, Leslie, and Clementine were all adopted. And I think last night, if I look back on Facebook, I believe we had a couple more adoptions that were, we had a cat that was adopted, and we had a beautiful husky that was adopted. And so it's been a good month. It truly has. And we just keep our fingers crossed that we can continue on this great track that we're on. We've been really diligent about keeping Facebook up to date so we can get these faces out there to people, and I think that has helped. And she's got them all kind of dressed up with a little tie or a little bandana, and that's always an attractive thing to do. And so people are kind of watching the pictures to see what comes in and out. And again, almost on a daily basis, we've got pets, there's somebody's pet that has been lost, and so Animal Control picks them up and brings them into us, and we quickly as we can get their face out there and say, you know, come get me. I'm here at the shelter. And so hopefully that's got some pets back to their families. Sometimes that doesn't happen, but we hold on to them as long as we feel it is required, and then we get their little names out there and see if we can't get them adopted. So that's kind of been our routine, and it's working well as of now. So I did have some different animals, different dogs and cats to talk about today. So I'll get started with them. How's that sound?
Absolutely. That'd be great.
Okay. We have Hank. Hank is a year old. He's a male beagle terrier cross. He has a beautiful tricolor coat, and he keeps a clean kennel. And that is so important because their schedule out at the shelter is not going to be what it is at home. And so when we have a dog that keeps the kennel clean, we always like to brag about that because a lot of people ask, is he, she housebroken? Well, you know, we can't really answer honestly and say, oh, absolutely. I mean, sometimes we can, but usually we just say things like that. He really does try to keep his kennel clean, and that's a good plus for him. He's probably going to max out at about 35 pounds. He would be great with someone looking for a medium-sized dog. So Hank's there. Sadie is a four-year-old. She's a Basset mix. She's one of our older dogs. Being at four doesn't seem all that old, but yes, in dog's life it can be. But she's full of life still, and she gets along with other dogs. 4 years old. Izzy is a female, a year-old pit lab mix. She's a little currently underweight, so we've been working on giving her a little bit more feed, get some meat on her bones. She kind of has a shy temperament, but she loves affection. Year-old pit lab cross Izzy. And those are the three that I was going to kind of feature today and remind people that when the adoption fee is paid, that goes for their spay or neutering. It goes for their parvo distemper vaccinations. And it also goes for a flea and tick bath and a round of worming. So that's all what that $75 goes for. And cats, we have Potter. Potter is a male, domestic short hair. He gets along with dogs and cats, which, here we go. See, that's another. It's kind of like the clean kennel. Well, if you get a cat that likes dogs, that's a true bonus. But anyway, Potter does. Potter likes cats and dogs, and he's just a super, super sweet boy. He's kind of on the lazy side. He just kind of enjoys lying around and, you know, sunbathing by the window if he gets a chance. And I don't know that I have his age. She forgot to tell me his age, but he's not a kitten, but, you know, he'd be an adult cat. We'll just say that. How's that sound? Cole is also, he's younger. He's less than a year old. He's a gray tabby. He has gorgeous yellow eyes, and he likes to play with strings. So if you're looking for a cat that likes toys, Cole's your guy. And probably, I have a friend that has a cat that he taught to fetch, and I think that's so unusual that the cat will actually fetch, and that's kind of cool. So maybe Cole could learn some new tricks. Bandit is a male, 2-year-old Russian blue. He kind of likes to be by himself a little bit. He's kind of a quiet personality, so he might do better in a home that's quiet and doesn't have a lot of activity, or maybe small kids, but laid-back, beautiful, beautiful guy. So those are the cats that I have. Just to remind you, though, we have other cats and we have kittens. So if you're interested in a younger cat or an older, go on our Facebook page. All of our animals, constant updating, but they're all on there for your viewing pleasure. Better yet, come out to the shelter and get to know them personally. We are still looking for volunteers. We'd love to have people get involved with the shelter. And there's so many different activities that they can do out there, even if it's just coming out and playing with the kitten for a while or playing with a puppy, getting those social skills going, walking them, getting them out so they can just kind of walk and stretch their legs for their dogs. All that kind of stuff is so important. We don't always have time to do that because our staff works hard to keep the animals, you know, clean and fed and keep the shelter clean. And that takes a lot of our time doing that kind of thing. Volunteers also could just, if they just want to come out and help fold laundry. We need people to do that or fold out our newspapers. We use newspapers in their kennels. So if you're interested in volunteering at the shelter, please come out and talk to Oksana and see what's all available. And if you have a younger child that wants to come out, they need to be shadowed by one of their parents. But again, it's a great way to introduce children to animals and just all the responsibility that goes with having a pet. If you're wanting to know about donations, we had 2 very nice donations came in earlier this month for dog food and puppy chow, so we're in good shape there. But we are getting low on kitty litter, and cat treats and bleach are the 3 things that we put down. And speaking of treats, I saw something just yesterday, and it reminded me to kind of remind people about the Halloween coming up. And, you know, it's kind of scary. The doorbell's ringing off the wall or people knocking on the door, you know, trick-or-treating. That kind of can be very disturbing to your pet. So you might want to think about putting that pet in a bedroom or, you know, where they're out of the way, gating it so they can't go bolting out the door and get lost. These costumes are a little frightening sometimes to them. They recognize that, you know, the person looks like a ghost or whatever. And so you just, you know, kind of be mindful about your pet and all the extra candy that's lying around. As we know, that's not good for our pets because it can make them very sick. And if you just have to kind of be mindful of, you know, if you have an outside pet, kind of keep an eye on them and make sure that they're being safe. We have some ideas about for some good treats. I saw this. And as we know, there's some food that dogs and cats are not supposed to eat. But I found an article, and it says these particular things are good. They need to be in small portions and unseasoned and cut into small pieces. And if they've got seeds or cords, you know, something like that, stems, make sure that that's renewed. But apples and bananas, blueberries, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, cheese, popcorn, strawberries, and that unsweetened, you know, your natural peanut butter is also fun for the treats. So, but small portions, and but those are some kind of healthy things that maybe you can be giving your pets. And, you know, if your pet does eat something, I have a friend that has a dog that apparently she got into, you know, she was outside and she saw a deer and she took off running and she ended up eating something that she shouldn't have. Became very ill, but they were lucky and got her to the vet quickly and got her antibiotics, and she's doing fine. But if your dog does get into something, or your cat, and you believe it's been, you know, poisoning through their system, you really need to get a hold of that veterinarian as quickly as possible. And also, the ASPCA has a control center that you can call. It's an 800 number, and it's 888-426-4435. You know, you could call them and ask for some advice and describe maybe what your pet is, the symptoms seem to be. But I don't know, just around the holiday season, and we're starting to enter that big season of lots of food, lots of different activities, and sometimes that's kind of alarming and dangerous for our pets. I just kind of want to.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to, you know, have that number written down and ready. And, you know, also if mm-hmm. you have, you know, you call them and they tell you to maybe use the hydrogen peroxide to induce vomiting, that sort of thing, it's good to have also that kind of formula written down so that you have that mm-hmm. ready. So that, you know, that's the last thing you want to be frantically looking up when you get into a situation like that, because that can be very scary as a pet owner.
Sure. My friend and I were talking about this. Why is this that they usually get sick in the middle of the night?
Right.
You know, you have no one you can call quickly, but, you know, I just thought this number was a good number to have, and I thought, I'm going to share that today. As I said, Thanksgiving time, a lot of times you have your family in, and you've got pets, and they're sneaking them food, and it makes them sick, and they're trying, you know, your family's trying to be nice, but just too much of a treat is not good, and there's not a dog in the world that's going to turn down a treat. That's just probably not going to happen.
Well, so, yeah, and that's the other thing is, you know, the holidays are coming up and things can get busy. I think it was last Thanksgiving, we had people over, family over, and oftentimes, you know, sometimes the kitchen things get taken out on the counters that aren't normally there. My dog was opportunistic and found an entire stick of butter on the counter, and he thought that was the best thing in the world. Guess where I was with him about 15 minutes later in the backyard for a while.
Yes.
As he took care of that.
Oh, I know. See that? Yes. And like you say, they're out on the counter or just the dropping on the floor. Like if you've got, you know, little ones, and you know how they can be messy and it kind of, their food flies on the floor and your pet's not used to that. And just most pet owners are aware of this kind of thing, but it just, to me, never hurts to remind people that, you know, I've got to think about that. But I used to lived in town, and I was on a busy street for trick-or-treat, or they loved the street that I was on, and I enjoyed them coming. But I had to gate my girls, I had labs, gate them off, because they would see these strange creatures at the door and just scare the tar out of them, and, you know, they'd want to go bowling out the door. So it was something I always had to kind of think about. And cats, we know that there's some, I don't quite how to put this, but there's some behavior that is not kind towards black cats. Maybe that's just the way to put it. So if you do have a black cat, make sure that you always, you know, it's inside and out of harm's way.
Sure.
And you do not adopt.
Yep.
This month, we will not adopt a black cat if we happen to have any at the shelter. Mm. And it's just good practice.
Yeah.
The world is a good place, but sometimes bad things happen. So we just try to keep that occurring. But anyway, on a positive note, we're all excited about what's going on at the shelter and the adoptions coming in and people's donations coming in. We are going to be there this evening, ready to greet anyone that wants to come out. The hours Monday through Friday are 5 through 7. Saturday and Sunday, it's 1 to 4. Our telephone number is 620-252-8555. No, you know what? I'm almost giving you my number.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll start it. 620 252-6060. And I have done that before on open line, given my own home number. And it wasn't a bad thing. I did get a lot of phone calls, but I felt kind of foolish.
Yeah, we're used to it. Anyway. We're used to having a lot of numbers flying around here during this hour. So good deal.
Yes. When you do all those phone numbers and stuff. But we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant. And like I said, things are going really well, and we've had a lot of nice compliments. We've had a new shelter director come in, and she's got things rolling, and we're real pleased with how things are going. If you're also interested in maybe working at the shelter, she's also looking at adding some staff. So if that's something you're interested in, again, you need to go out and pick up an application. But I guess that's kind of it for the day. Everyone just enjoy this now warmer weather and go out and see what kind of my flowers. I was lucky enough to get a lot of them into my garage, but they're, I noticed this morning I went out there and I went, oops, I forgot about that one.
Yep.
Yeah, it went south. But anyway, all right. I appreciate the time and come see us at the shelter.
For sure. Becky Barnhart, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. That's Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals, here on the Mighty 690. We'll return with Open Line right after this.